Good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here today at the Church of the Madeleine for this Mass on the Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. Thank you for those who are able to take part in our procession with the palms to begin this liturgy today, even though a lot of you did not wind up in your assigned seats for Sunday Mass, but it's okay. Probably the original procession in Jerusalem, the original Palm Sunday, probably was not all that neat and orderly either. And so, so here we are today. Please know that during Holy Week, our daily Mass schedule changes. We will have daily Mass on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning at 8, and I'll be hearing confessions on Monday and Tuesday evening beginning at 6 p.m. There is no Mass on Wednesday night. We have the Chrism Mass with Bishop Slattery at the Cathedral at 5:30, and everyone in the diocese is welcome to take part. On Holy Thursday, there is no Mass in the morning. There is the Mass of the Lord's Supper at 7 p.m. I'll be hearing confessions at 5. And then we'll have adoration in the chapel after the Mass until midnight. On Good Friday, I'll be available to hear confessions beginning at 1 in the afternoon. We'll have Stations of the Cross at 3, confessions again at 4. And then the liturgy for the veneration of the cross will begin at 7. On Holy Saturday, confessions begin at 4 p.m., and the Easter Vigil Mass begins at 8 that evening. On an Easter Sunday, we have our regular Mass times at 8 and at 10, with confessions 30 minutes before each Mass. So I ask you again to bring everyone you know who is inactive in his or her Catholic faith to be here for Holy Week. Bring everyone you know who has no church home to be here, particularly on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, as well as for Easter Sunday. Let's make it, as we like to say, happening on Harvard. So maybe during the evenings this week, when people driving past Harvard will look over in the parking lot and say, man, what are those Catholics up again to do tonight? The parking lot's full again every night this week. Today, let us offer a special prayer of thanksgiving for one of the priests of the Diocese of Tulsa, Monsignor Peter Wells, who is from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Yesterday, in the Solemnity of St. Joseph, was ordained an archbishop at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome by Pope Francis. He will now be the new papal nuncio or ambassador to South Africa, Namibia, and several other countries. So now we can say Archbishop Peter Wells. It does have a ring to it. So God bless Peter. And may God give him strength and courage for the responsibilities now entrusted to him. On this day, which begins Holy Week, the week that changed the world, in this Jubilee Year of Mercy, we enter again the Paschal Mysteries, meaning the cross and resurrection of Jesus. These are the very heart of our faith. The 6 weeks of Lent have been a time of preparation for this week, for in it we are again challenged to understand the basics of Christianity 101. And chief among them are that we are not a church of the perfect. We're a church of sinners. We're not a church of the strong or the healthy. We're a church of the broken, the wounded. And we are unable to save and heal ourselves no matter how hard we try, no matter how much we deny the need to do so. Yet in our sins and woundedness, God the Father looks upon us with love. In this love, Jesus, the human face of the Father's mercy, comes to save us, to heal us, to free us, and dies doing so. That's the basics of Christianity 101, which far too many Christians of all varieties seem not to truly understand. That's why every year we get reminded. Every year there's a Lent, there's a Holy Week, there's an Easter. To be reminded that we are a church of the broken, the wounded, we are a church of sinners, and we are reminded also that the saints are the ones who know who they are, that they are sinners in need of a Savior, and who are thus encounter the greatness of God's mercy and forgiveness. This is what we are called to. Father Roger Landry, a priest of the Diocese of Fall River, Massachusetts, who recently spoke to the clergy in Tulsa, he put it this way. He says that it's clear in the Gospels that Jesus prefers to be with sinners. Because God's preferential love is for those most in need of mercy. Mercy is the beating heart of the gospel. And we see this love, we see this mercy at work in the passion narrative that we hear today from Luke. Peter at the Last Supper professes his undying loyalty to Jesus. And Jesus knows that full well that when push comes to shove, Peter is going to collapse like a house of cards. Yet in spite of this sin and this failure, Jesus still loves him. And he offers Peter mercy, that when he at last repents and converts, he will be a source of strength for the other disciples. Jesus also heals one of those who have been sent out to arrest him, one of those who are injured, who's injured doing so. He comforts the women weeping in the streets for him. He offers mercy and paradise to the good thief. He prays for and forgives his executioners. In the Lord's passion, God's great joy and love is poured upon the misery of humanity, and there is mercy. This mercy is offered to call us to repentance, calls us to conversion. Repentance is turning away from sin and seeking forgiveness. Conversion is allowing mercy to touch our sins, our brokenness, our wounds, so that we can live a different way, a better way. Because of mercy, we are saved while we are yet sinners, broken and wounded. And so we rejoice. That's what we hear from St. Paul's letter to the group of Christians in the city of Philippi. This hymn, probably a hymn that was used for baptisms by that group of Christians. For our response, our conversion is to live a new life in total conformity to Christ in hope of salvation and eternal life. And this is the basics of Christianity 101. This mercy is offered to us in our baptism, those very promises that next Sunday at Easter that we will renew. This mercy is offered to us in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, whose life-giving gift we commemorate on Holy Thursday. This mercy is offered to us in the blood of Jesus on the cross of Good Friday and in his resurrection on Easter Sunday. It is offered to us in the gift of reconciliation, to forgive and to restore that gift of faith given to us on the day of our baptism. In this week that changed the world, we are offered the greatest of God's mercies. In this week that calls us to repentance and conversion, we are to see again that mercy is the beating heart of the gospel. As with Peter, we, in our repentance and our ongoing conversion, we are to become a source of strength to others in their sins, their brokenness, their wounds, so that they too can see that God looks upon them with love and offers them mercy. Our lived witness as the church is to be offering the healing touch of this mercy. Everything we do as the church is to be showing mercy to humanity. And that's the meaning of the Paschal mysteries. The death and resurrection of Jesus, the very heart of our faith, that we enter into again this Holy Week.